I am a weeping warrior. The Nineveh Adventure, Day 3 of 40. Episode titled, Why the Talk About Nineveh? I am a weeping warrior. I am not a prophet, but God speaks to me. I'm not a pastor, but I am a minister. Minister to the lost and the saved. I am no longer a citizen of this world. I dwell in the Most High, God's kingdom. I weep for what makes God weep. I am a soldier of the great I am. I am a weeping warrior. Let's talk about Jonah and Nineveh. The word of the Lord, well, my point and intent of these 40 days together is that we not take this event on April 8th lightly, and at the very least, repent and come back to God. Do we seek God in all that we do every day? That's a big question that I think we should consider on a personal basis. And also, I realize that you probably and others may be listening to this sometime in the future, so I don't want you to think that this just has something to do with the April 8th eclipse in the year 2024. But I have things here that I think will be things that will be of significance throughout your Christian walk. So in the Word, it states, Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. So again, why this talk about Nineveh? The 2024 eclipse was said to have gone over 8 cities, maybe perhaps just 2, and the other 4 were very, very close to the path. But the point is that God does things for a reason, especially with the sun and the moon as signs. And I've seen people really mock this, but if you take a look in Genesis, you'll know what I mean about this. And I have touched on this in past episodes. Now, the sun has to do with the Egyptian god Ra, and the moon has to do with God and the lunar calendars for the Jews. The Jews use a lunar calendar having to do with the moon. The Gentile, the rest of the world, works with the solar calendar. And I think in my mind, I think we should have stayed with God's calendar, right? But at any rate, as the Gentile Christians, we were grafted into the gift of Christ, as Christ first of all came to the Jews and then later to the Gentiles. And you'll find that out by reading Jesus' account in any of the 4 Gospels. Now, the first eclipse went over the cities called Salem, and I've talked a little bit about that in the past. And the second one on April 8th passed over cities named Nineveh. And that's what really got me interested in this whole thing, because like others, many others, I wasn't really interested in eclipses. There's just something that happened and happened. But when I heard about this and how it crisscrossed and made an X over our country, with the intersection being over the city of Little Egypt, that got my attention. When there is an X drawn over something, in my mind, it means that something is being X'd out, or perhaps X marks the spot. And it certainly deserves attention, especially when it's the hand of God that is creating the X. Also, many people were thinking that something major or many major things would happen on the day of the eclipse. And my point was that perhaps there would have been events that would have happened in the physical realm if fellow believers had not been praying that day. And also, that things most likely did happen, but they happened in the spiritual realm and not the physical. So as brothers and sisters in the Lord, we should be seeking God and having discernment about the things that are happening around us. And I've mentioned before, in this 40 days, I would really suggest that you journal what's going on in your life today, tomorrow, for these next 40 days. Right now, this is day 3 of our 40 days together. So again, arise, Go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. So, let me ask you, is America wicked? Well, the obvious answer is yes. And wicked, let's count the ways, right? But I don't need to tell you what's going on as far as abortion and illegal immigrants coming across the border. And then I know that perhaps some people are listening to this and they think that it's a woman's right to have an abortion. And there are people that think that people coming across the border is a good thing because we have immigrants, right? And this is a country of that. Well, first of all, and again, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, and you can certainly look all over the place, but with abortion, that is killing a person. And Satan, the god of Molech, and everything else that goes on, we've been actually serving the god of Molech by doing that. And the other thing is about the illegal aliens. What's interesting now are people having sanctuary cities and sending these people to those different areas. And then they have all of the crime happening. And then they're like, well, what's this all about? So immigrants, you come in through the door, you go through the legal way of doing things, and this has not been the legal way of doing it. Okay, the next question is, so America is wicked. Those are only two of the things. We have child trafficking, pedophilia, I can't even say it right now, but trafficking, child trafficking, sex with kids, all of this sort of thing, and whatever. It's very bad, very perverse. But here's the question, brothers and sisters, are we crying out against it? Because Jonah was told to arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. So how many of us are arising and going the direction that God is telling us to go? Are we even listening to God? Are we seeking God's will for our life and His direction for us? So are we crying against abortion? Are we crying against pedophilia and all kinds of evil perversions that's going on out there? Or are we just silent? And I was listening to a pastor recently, and he was talking about he would give excuses for reasons why people aren't sharing Christ. And a couple of things, if I can remember, he said that some people said, well, I'm too busy. And of course, well, if you're too busy, you're doing the wrong thing. You're busy for the wrong thing. Somebody said, well, by the time I get home, I'm too tired. Well, if you're too tired by the time you get home, you're working the wrong job. Another person said, well, you know what? I'm not taking my kids to soccer practice anymore so that I can spend more time in the church. And the pastor said, well, most of us here, I think, maybe all of us, we're all saved here. I would rather you go to the hockey game, and that would be a mission field for you to talk about, to help people, to bring people to Christ. And he also mentioned, I think it was him or another pastor, that said, if God would answer 100% all of your prayers from last week, how many people would now be saved and in the kingdom of God? That really convicted me too. So how many of us are arising, going to our work through our day, and maybe even praying before the day starts as God directs us and tells us to go to work, to go to whatever we do, soccer practice, to go to the store? May we be open and to the world of Nineveh around us, that great city, that great world around us, the vast world around us, and then cry against it when we need to cry against it. Then It goes on to say, for their wickedness is come up before me. So what does that mean? That means that people have been praying and God is not mocked. When he sees certain things happening, he's aware of this. He is absolutely aware of what's happening. He's aware of what Satan is doing. And so the wickedness has come up before me. So you may be familiar with 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. This is what I believe the Lord is telling us with this particular two eclipses happening. And of course, there was another eclipse that created the Aleph, and also the crossing over looked like the T, the tab. I've talked about that a little bit in the past. You can look that up and get more information about that. But minimally, what we need to do is repent and come back to Christ. Whatever it is that he has in store for us, whatever events that are going to take place in this 40-day time frame, and I'll explain later about a little bit more about the 40-day time frame and what will happen in the next 7 years even. Because we had the eclipse 7 years ago, now we have this one. Will we have another 7 years of something going on? But what we need to do is think about this particular verse, because this is America, and America needs to repent. So there are five things in this verse that we need to do. And I would encourage you to take out a pen and paper, write these down. So, if my people, well, first of all, you need to be his people. And you need to be a born-again Christian. And again, I was talking to somebody recently. We can just not be born again and saved and have our get out of hell card, free card. We need to have that. But now, because we have that and we understand what it took for God to send his son to die on the cross for us, we need to understand that now that we're on this other side and that we've been able to escape out of Satan's clutches, and now we can help be God's warriors to bring more people into his kingdom. So we need to be my people. We need to be called by his name. So the five things are, we need to be called by his name. So are you called Christian? If you are, you need to act like it. I need to act like it. And how do we act like it? Number two, humble ourselves. We need to humble ourselves. And that means also many things, but I believe it also means that when we are presenting Christ, we present love, but we are we don't apologize for God and his justice. We don't apologize for judging because God wants us to judge. And again, there's a whole seminar that we can do about that. So first of all, called by my name, his name, humble ourselves. And guess what? Number three, pray. How many of us are really praying? Oh, we're too busy. We don't have time. I would recommend that, and I know some people are not morning people. Other people are more like night. But at any rate, please pray daily. And a way to do that is to pray the Lord's Prayer, which is really the disciples' prayer, and where the Lord taught the disciples how to pray. And then seek my face. We need to seek God's face. So when we pray, hopefully we're seeking God's face at that point. But I think it's okay to maybe picture God's face. And is he smiling at what we're doing? Or is he not? Would God and Jesus, would they be embarrassed? If Jesus came, if the rapture happened right now, would the last event, your last action, the last thing you said to somebody, would all of this be a good thing that Jesus sees this? Okay, and then we move on. So we have called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Well, here's number five. Turn from their wicked ways. That's what repentance means. It means that you have to turn the opposite direction. So those are the five things that we need to do. And then God's going to do three big things. First of all, He is going to hear from heaven. And when we pray the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." He will hear from heaven, and He will forgive their sin. "Oh, but I didn't sin that much. And how does this, I mean, I haven't been part of an abortion. I haven't been part of the child trafficking and all of this." Guess what, brother and sister? We are born for such a time as this. And when we do not cry out against it, we're part of the whole thing by default, basically. So God will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. All right, so that's 2 Chronicles 7:14. Pardon me. Now remember, I talked yesterday about Mario Murillo and on how we should pray. And I'd really recommend that if you could write this down on a 3x5 card, these three things, look at it through your day so that you'll be reminded to pray. And when you do pray, pray for these things. Pray against Satan, his demons, and rebuke all that he does. We have authority to do this. Every time you pass a demonic business, you know what I'm talking about. When you pass a demonic church or a gathering, pray. Every time you see a Facebook post or ad that is demonic, rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus. So Mario, these are the three things that he said that we should pray. We need to pray, number one, to confuse the media. Just as God came down and confused the languages at the Tower of Babel, declare that confusion and division will come between the leftist powers in the White House and the social media and the legacy media legacy. Now, this is interesting because I heard some things today that there's a lot of truth coming out as far as the whatever, was it January 8th or whatever? I can't even keep track of it. But where the so-called problems at the White House and all of that. Well, there's truth coming out where people were just nefarious. They were acting, they were dressed up acting, and it's interesting. I don't want to go into that so much, but it's something that I talked about some time ago. And of course, people didn't believe me. I said that people were dressing up and acting like they were on one side of the whole political scheme, agenda, but really they're on the other. So then the other thing is pray for, number two, pray to derail the agenda of the globalist. And the globalist, this is like a one world order, and there Satan is out to kill, destroy, and that's exactly what they do. That is their agenda. And then three, pray that the fire of God will come down on his church, on his people, on his remnant. So before we leave, what I want to do today, again, I like to always end with a sinner's prayer because I know that people are out here listening and they don't know Christ. And really, it's so important. Time is short. We don't have time to just to mealy mouth or whatever. And it's so great to be on this side, to know that you're going to heaven and spending eternity with God. Some people feel like they're going to be missing out on something, but I tell you, you're not missing out on anything at all. When you come to know Christ, you're going to have so many blessings. And of course, there are things that, I'm not saying that your life necessarily is going to get much better. As a matter of fact, it may become very difficult at first, because right now, if you are unsaved, Satan, he's not bothering you, because by default, you're going to hell because you were born in sin. We're all born in sin. But Jesus Christ, some people say, how can a loving God have let people go to hell or whatever? And here's the answer, but they don't see it. But here's the answer. He's a loving God. Yes. Why would he? Well, he's not. What he did is he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for you. That's the only way that you can't escape from that. So he is a loving God. And why would he allow that to happen? Well, actually, man allowed that to happen with the sin in the garden. So at any rate, we were born into sin. The only way to get out of it is to accept Jesus Christ. So I want to share with you, I've mentioned Greg Laurie before, and anyway, he's a genuine person. And I'm not getting any money for sending you to his site, and you'll see a link later. But he also offers helps and things like that. But I'll put a link below so that you can go to that if you want to. And I'd recommend to do so. But at any rate, let's go to his site here. And on this page, do you feel alone? He's got a video there. Realize that you are a sinner. Recognize that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. Repent of your sin. Receive Jesus Christ into your life. So I'm just going to read this last paragraph. Then I'm going to do the prayer. And if you've prayed this prayer, click on the link below. That'll take you to my blog. And then there's a link where you can get to harvest.org. Otherwise, you can just go there and directly. But at any rate, he states about receiving Jesus Christ into your life. Becoming a Christian is not merely believing some creed or going to church. It is having Christ himself take residence in your life and heart. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." If you would like to have a relationship with Christ, simply pray this prayer and mean it in your heart. So repeat after me as I read the sinner's prayer as Greg Laurie has it. Dear Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner. I believe you died for my sins. Right now, I turn from my sins and open the door of my heart and life. I confess you as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen. So, did you pray this prayer? If you click yes, then you're going to get some information from Greg Laurie. So, Lord bless you. We'll chat again next time. And thank you for listening to this. I hope that it has been an inspiration for you. And don't be just a warrior. Be a weeping warrior. Weep for what makes God weep. And walk in faith as God directs. Until next time, amen. Daily I declare, my Father, my Lord, my Captain, my Savior, the great triune God, the great three in one, hallowed be your name, the name above all names, Lord, Master, Captain, and the great I am. Your kingdom come, your all, your will, your presence, your everything. Your will be done through me, through my thoughts and actions, on earth, on your entire footstool, in every blade of grass and drop of rain, on every inch of land, water, and sky, as it is in heaven. Lord, bring down heaven right now and allow me to see it and live it. Whatever I bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever I loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Give me this day my daily bread, my food, my health, my wealth, and forgive my trespasses. Search me and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. As I forgive those who trespass against me, Lord, I know you forgave me, and you forgive me now as I am in the act of forgiving others, and not after I've forgiven others. And lead me not into temptation. Lord, I am weak, but you are strong, so keep me very close to you at all times. But deliver me from evil. Evil exists, and the closer I am to you and the longer I live for you, my eyes are opened. But I am not fearful because I know you and your armies protect me. I am as bold as a lion. For yours is the kingdom in which I live daily, and the power. You are all love, and you are all powerful, and though I am your warrior, you fight my battles. And the glory, all glory and honor and majesty is yours, Father, forever and ever. Lord, there is no end to eternity. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to the multitude of your tender mercy and loving kindness, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly and repeatedly from my iniquity and guilt, and cleanse me and make me wholly pure from my sin. Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead on the third day. Thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior. Amen.